We are learning Masechtas Bavavasra, Dav Zayin, Amar Aleph, and we're starting in the bottom of Dav Vavam Bey, two lines from the bottom. Hanabay Trey, the Havu Diary, there were two brothers who Yarshined a Bayis and the Aliyah, which means they took Yarshin the father's house. One took the bottom floor, one took the top floor. Charavadaya Loy, one lived upstairs, but Charavadaya Tasoy, one lived downstairs. Itvar Tasoy, or Lashon is Itva Tasoy, which means it sunk in, the house sunk in a little bit. And now, the bottom guy, to get into his front door, he had to bend down because it went lower. So the bottom guy told the upstairs guy, you know, let's build this back up. We gotta lift up the place because if not, I can't get into my house. What do you mean? The top guy says, I know Shapika dear now. I'm living happy. I'm very fine. I don't need to do any work. So he said to him, I didn't mean that you should pay for it. I'll pay for it. It's Dairu Banavnaya. Let's take down the house and I'll pay for it. I'll pay for redo the house. You're living good and I'm willing to pay for it. I don't have a place to live. That's why I don't want to knock down. Where do I live? I'll rent you some place to live while you're out. I'm not interested in moving all my stuff. It's too big of a job for me. So Amalei, so he says back to him, I have no place to live. The bottom guy says, what do you mean? What should I do? I have nowhere to live. I have nowhere to live. So the top guy answered, lie down in your stomach, get into the house, and lie down in your stomach, come out of the house. That's what he told him. Rav Chama, but dino come out. Rav Chama says the upstairs guy is right. He's not mechuyev to move, even if you're going to pay for it. He's not mechuyev to move out to get and rent something else, even though you're going to pay for it. He's not mechuyev because the mice you get into your house going on your stomach. But zotim more of a hanemili the loy motu kashur lamata masar. It's only if the beams don't reach below 10 tfachim, which means we're talking about the door. The door obviously is lower than the ceiling because the door is hard to get in. They say you could just crawl in. But lemaisa, if the dira, if inside the dira it's lemata ma'asara, so then you don't have to leave there. Amata kashur lemata ma'asara, amata yomlei lemata miyud reshusha di. Because there is a tiny, a katina that lower than 10 tefachim is my reshus. You upstairs guy living in my reshus, you lower than 10 tefachim, and then I can tell you that lemishavad loch. I'm not meshuvah to you. I can knock it down. So the first limitation, Rav Chama says the opposite guy wins. Now the limitation is if it's less than 10 tefachim, he knocks it down. Yeah.
You mean the height in the house?
The height in the house. The height in the house.
Before the ceiling of the house is the same 8 feet. It's just.
No, it's sunk in. It's sunk in.
So the house got shorter?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The whole house.
The whole house sunk in.
Yeah.
And the top guy is in town on the ground.
That's true also. Yeah, both are true. So first of all, he has nowhere to live. Downstairs he only has 10 tefachim height because the whole entire house sunk in. So everything went lower.
But it goes proportionally, the house sinks.
No, the top stays the same. The top stays the same. Second floor stays the same.
I understand, but he has 8 foot ceilings.
Now he has 4 foot ceilings. Now he has less. Now, what?
But now he's below ground.
Right, exactly, yeah. So now he only has 10.
He still has 8 foot ceilings.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
He said that the floor sank 2 inches.
No, it's the floor didn't sink. No, the wall sank in. The floor didn't sink. The wall sank in. The floor didn't sink. The walls sank in. The walls sank in. The heavy walls into the world. It's only 10 tefachim.
The house was in this place.
Yeah. He's inside the house and it's only 10 tefachim high now because the whole thing sank in. The top wall stays exactly the same. So matu kshu matu ma'asar matu only matu bir reshus v'diyu lo mishabalach ha'am ha'am to you. V'han emili, this whole din that he could force him to live in a, if it's 11 talk, we say you stay there in the bottom floor. Bahani immediately asked to Gabi Adodi, they didn't make a Tanai. If they made a Tanai, which means they made a Tanai that if it sinks in, if it goes lower, we're going to knock it down, then obviously it's Sasri Rabbanu. And now what's really it's not a Chiddush. So the Chiddush really is, what's the shear already that if you make a Tanai, could you knock it down? V'chi asnu bahadodi ad kama, how much does it have to sink in and you have the right with this Tanai to knock it down? Om Rabbanu kamei derabba, mishmei derazutra, rabbei derav nachmen, dom mishmei derav nachmen, ka'oysa shashaninu, like we learned in the Parak HaMoicha Peres, later on in the Masechta, that the normal height of a room is rumu kachatzi archoi v'kachatzi rachpoi. That means we learn that from the Beis Mikdash that there the heichal was 40 by 20, 40 long and 20 wide. Now add 40 plus 20 is 60. Half of that is 30. So Taka, the Heichel's roof was 30 amas high. The ceiling was 30 amas high. Because the ceiling is always half of the, you add the arka to the rachbah, and half of that is the height that's supposed to be. So that anytime it goes lower than that, that's the Tanakh.
The Mishkan wasn't like that, though.
The Mishkan? The Mishkan was not like that, no. The Mishkan was only 10 tefachim high. The Mishkan was different. Mishkan didn't have a roof. 10 amas high, yeah. Tell them 10 amas high, and you're right. It was 20 by 10, the Heichel. But it grabbed 20 by 10, so it would have been 15, you're right. But the Mishkan wasn't considered a roof, I think. It was considered a pareches. It was like made out of Sriria. It could be a different din. But Amalu, so Kitzah, he says, Rav Nachman said, they settled for Rav Nachman at least, they settled for Rav Nachman that it has to be the height, this ratio for the height. And anytime lower than that, you knock it down. Amalu Rabba Lava Minulchu Loi Tislu Bebuki Suruki for Rav Nachman. You shouldn't be toila empty jugs in Rav Nachman's name. This is not true. Hokei Rav Nachman, Kidari Inch, like people live. Why? That ratio has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. You could live without that ratio. So the Kam was the ratio. That all that, the height has to be enough that you could bring in a bundle of reeds, like a bundle of bamboo sticks, long ones, and turn around of all different ways. That's called enough height to live in. And you don't need any more than that. And that would be, anything less than that, you'd have the Tanai to break it down. So the bottom line is like this. We have here Rav Chama's halacha, that if you have this structure, you have a partnership. There's a guy upstairs, a guy downstairs, and the whole house sank in. The upstairs guy says, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm not moving. Even if you pay for it, I'm not moving. And the bottom guy says, what do you mean? I have to bend down. He says, no, you bend down and come through your door. But once you can't stand in your house, it's because it's less than 10 tefachim, then l'kuli yama, you knock it down. And another thing is, you make it Tanai, you also knock it down. Make it Tanai, we said it's Pashut. So Mark explains, because the part is the Chiddush of how much it is, which we had in Machlokes, but the bottom line is, if you have to be able to walk in with this Kanim, anything less than that, if you have it Tanai, you'll knock down the upstairs. Next Gemara, there'll be a few Gemaras of Rav Chama. This is the first Pesach of Rav Chama. Next Gemara of Rav Chama. Ahu, Gavra, Davaboni Ashisa, Achoyre Kivi Dechavre. He had a neighbor with beautiful windows, and he put up a wall right in front of the windows. You are darkening my windows. You put up a wall right next to my windows, I can't see anymore. And we'll see, he was talking about it wasn't his regular place where he lived over here. It wasn't a regular residence. It was his place where he stored his tvua and his firewood. So the neighbor who put up the wall says, okay, I'll close up this window. I'll make you a window higher up on the wall. And since it's not a residence, it doesn't care where the window is, I'll make the window higher. No, I don't want you to do that. That ruins my, if you start chiseling a hole through my wall and close up this one, that's going to weaken my wall. I don't want that. I'll cut down the wall until where the window is now, and I'll rebuild it, and I'll make you a window higher than my wall. If I attach a new wall to an old wall, you know, the new wall on top and the old wall on the bottom, it won't last long. So okay, so I'll knock down an entire wall and I'll make you a brand new wall with windows. It's not going to work. That I have one new wall together with the old house, that won't work either. Okay, so I'll knock down your whole house. I'll knock down the entire house and rebuild it with the good windows. I have no place to live. I'll rent you a place, which we'll see. It doesn't mean to live. It means I have no place to keep my stuff. Keep my storehouse. Yes, I'll rent you a place. I don't want the whole tircha moving the stuff. So who wins? The neighbor with the windows wins. He says, I don't want to move. I want my windows here. You can't make the window upstairs because you ruined my wall. You can't redo the wall. You can't put a new wall. So I'm akiv. Right, the Gemara, hainu hach. Says, Frank Demar, what's the chiddush? Isn't that the case of four? That the guy who's doing fine, he's makif. So it's the same luck like a four. So my answer is, Hokumash Malon, the Afagav Lemishtamish El Tivna Ubeitzivi Baalma. The Chiddush was that here, even though it wasn't your regular residence, it was a place where you kept your tevin, your straw, and your firewood, still he could be ma'akiv. Like Tosfos asked, maybe the Chiddush was that you can't attach an old wall to a new wall. Tosfos says, the Musar Pshiti, everyone understands that you can't do that. And so the Chiddush is that even though it's the Tivna Beitzivi, still you could be ma'akiv on the neighbor. Zok Maravaita, third case, another case of Rav Chama. Hanu Beitrei Achi, the Pagi Vada Adadi. You had two brothers who split up the Yerusha, and beginning you learn it, it makes no sense why this would be the split. Chad Matia Splida, one person got the mansion, but Chad Matia Tabitza, the other one got the garden. He got the garden. So imagine you split up the Yerusha, one guy gets the mansion, the other guy gets the garden. Okay. Also, who the Mati Tabitza, the guy who got the garden, he went ahead. He built a wall around his garden and effectively blocking the windows and all the light of the Aslida, the door, everything. He blocked it up. Amalei, come my fellow slave, you're making it dark for me. I walk out of my house. I look at a wall. Amalei, what do you mean? What's the problem? Bedi kabanina, I built my own property. So, Amar Rav Chama didn't come alive. The guy could build a wall on his own property and block your light. So, Rashi says that Benafshoy and Ibnon is a Grashi, Bishaliyah and Ibnon, Va'ata in Chalai Cheskas Oiro Shalom Shalom Dahashta Huda Baginu. And you don't have a Cheska Oiro of 3 years. Rashi learns the guy Chokimel also, that the only time I can stop a guy from making a wall is only after I have 3 years of light. I have to have a Chazaka 3 years. Rashi Dav Chav Beith. The Mr. Chavez, Misha Koisla Soma Khosaveroi, Lo Yismach Loy Koisla Acham King Hirchman Abamas. So and that's Vachaloinois, Niz also for Amas, a Grashi. Misha Khaloinois Psuchim Lochosa Khavera Hochzik Bedovaz Sholoy Shonim. So you need 3 years.
And
of my light, and then I can start making a wall.
That allows you to build within 4 hours, or you can't build?
No, 4 hours away. No, yeah, 4 hours away you have to build. They have given 4 hours for his light. You have to give him 4 hours light. Yeah, whatever you want. Do whatever you want. There's enough light. 4 hours is, yeah. 4 hours is almost 8 feet. There's enough light. But here, he's saying here that the guy says, the Rav Chama says, you can make a wall in your Tarvitza and block his light. And this answers the Kasha. It's the obvious theory. There was Ruas's theory. That before we had Rav Chama says that the guy with the window wins. And now we're saying the guy with the wall wins. The answer is Pasha. Before we're talking about there was Cheska Shalashonim, here was no Cheska Shalashonim. That's how I saw the Dvar Yaakov wants to answer this Kasha. There's a rule of Blaib Shver. There's a rule in Nagoya Sashri in the Rosh. He asks his Kasha that the Stira Rav Chama, and he Blaib Shver. He says, So saying Rashi's answering the Kasha that the before that the Chazaki is not Chazaki. That's the answer for Rashi. Omale Ravina Rav Ashi. Maish Nama the Tanya. So what's happening here? Rav Chama says the guy with the garden wins. You give it where he wins. I made a wall in my place. So Frank Demar Maish Nama the Tanya. Shnei Achem Shchalku. Echem Anot Osal the Karam. One guy took a vineyard. VeEchem Mehem Not Osal the Lachem. And one took the Tvua field. And a Karam is considered a better field. Yeshal the Bal Karam Dal Am Sod Lachem. He gets 4 amis in the Sod Lachem in order to move around his Machresha and his tools and his wagons. You need room because in the vineyard itself you can't drive through it. You need room around it. It's called Avodas HaKerem. So you get 4 amas of Avodas HaKerem. They love him. Shavanas Ken Chalku. That was the Tanai. When you split it, that's what it was. So what do you see? That you see that the Baal Kerem gets all his rights. So here also we should say that the Asplida, the guy who got the mansion, got all its rights. He got the right also. He was Yarshin, the right of the light as well. Amalei, don't bring a raya from that brisa of Sod al-Kerem, al-Kerem and Sod al-Lavim. Why? Hosom, the Olah Adadi, there, he had to be paid off. The Kerem had to pay off the Lavim in order to get the better place. So when he paid him off to get a complete Kerem with all the dinim, including the room. Frank Dimara, whatever. Hosom, might loy Olah Adadi? Here, you think the guy who got the mansion didn't pay off? You think we're talking about crazy guys? The high shokel asplida, the high shokel tarbitza. This guy gets a mansion, this guy gets a garden. Le'olu ha'dodi, avad they paid off. Amalei, so he answered, he the olu la'hadodi, the me livni k'shuri v'udi, Avada, when he paid, he took into account, they paid for that the mansion has beams, stones, and everything else that comes with it, different, Kashuri and Hudri, one's big beams and small beams, the Me'avir La'adadi. They didn't take into account the Me'avir. So here, that's what the Gemara says. Didn't take Avir, and Tosis is very bothered by this Shikul Torah. Like he says, what do you mean, didn't take Avir? That's what a house is. A house without ear, without light, there's nothing. And Tosis asks, it isn't like Rashi Pshat. So you look at the Muki Yosef, he explains Rashi that was that Zingayin, that was Beferish. Kaloimar, the Muki Yosef. Sha'omar came Beferish. Sha'shamu kama bondu shava yosef and apani. How much the built place is worth more than apani? We played the mayim shalash shisa v'herdi. Aval olus they clearly didn't take into account the ayra. So that's the Gemara's tarets. The Gemara's tarets is that avada he paid for it, but here that was not part of the cheshbon. Therefore, the garden for 3 years has a right to build whatever he wants. For the Gemara, a different taina for the guy with the mansion. But lemalemi karas lidas pagasli. You gave me a mansion, and hashta masle adunya. Now you give me some room with that's dark, some little like a little dark dungeon. It's not asplida. I got asplida. It's not asplida. Amrav shi v'ashi shema ba'am pagle. It's called a mansion still. A lot of times, if you sell something with a name, that's enough. Because even though it doesn't have the exact details of the name, I'll bring a raya. We had this in Masech Bamasiya. Midloy time in the brayso, learned the brayso. Even base kur offer in Vaychalach. A person says, "I'm going to sell you a base kur offer." Obviously, in a lesser, even though it's only the size is only a half a kur, hey Gia, it's a good mechira. I it's not a kur. Shleimachal it was small. It was called the base kur. It was called like Willow Acres. You know, it means it has acres. No, just called Willow Acres. It's called base kur. But who knows Sky base kur? It's called base kur. Paradise, ani meichloch. If someone sells you a paradise, now usually a paradise, an orchard has pomegranates. But here it doesn't have any pomegranates. It's still a good sale. So a machalos shma. Wouldn't it be paradise? Has to be called an orchard. Has to be called Lakewood Orchards. Kerem ani meichloch. Abish ani meichafanim. Even if you sell him a kerem, even though it doesn't have gefanim, hey giush le machalos shma. You only sell him the name. Wouldn't it be karma? Has to be called a karma. So a kaponim. So here we have a taina. The Mara said, doesn't the mansion guy have a taina that it's not called a mansion anymore? Mara said, yeah, it's called a mansion. Maybe it doesn't have all the intricates of a mansion, but it's still called a mansion. So Mara said, Kasha, I still have a Kasha. Me dummy. I sold you a name. Now it comes a new taina. He says, when we split it, I took the splido, I took the mansion. I'll das that I'm getting the same thing my father had. And my father had a place with windows. So I want a place with windows. Or mole, huh? They pay just for the beams and the livni, not the iron. Was not spoken out. But he's saying still, but when I say Asplida, the first time when I say Asplida, I mean Asplida. No, Asplida be called with a name. Now it's a different time. When I say Asplida, I meant my father's Asplida. So it comes with all the dinim. No, yeah, that was the value of the money. But still, you agreed for that money. You agreed to me, I get a splita. He's saying, my splita is either name a splita, that's the first time in that time, it's my father's splita. Omule, someone says on top of my base, Omule, my Inuka, Marcus, Reda, Rechista, my Inuka, Marcus, Reda, Rechista, and Sela Ravashi, that Nardoi Lutamayo. So Nardoi Lutamayo, that say this halacha, it's Nardoi, Rav Chama was for Nardoi, and Nardoi have a certain halacha. Now, just take a little break. Who's my Inuka, Marcus, which one was older, which one was younger? Was my Yanuka, so Rashi in all the places says, my Yanuka was the younger one. He's the younger one, Marcus is the older one. But the problem is, why is he first? So Zokta Maram, that was bothering Tosfos. If my Yanuka was younger, he should be the second in the order. Say, Markashisha, my Yanuka, just said. Zokta Tosfos, Shmaka Pshat, Hu Agadol. And he was born when Rav Chista was young. That's what's called my Yanuka. He was a Mar Yanuka when Rav Chista was young. And the one with Markashisha was the Ben Zakunim. So my Yanuka was Taka older. That's what Tosfos says. Okay, back to the Gemara. Nardoi l'tamayu, damar v'nachmud, amar Shmuel. This is the from Nardoi. Ha'achem shecholku, brothers who split up a Yerusha, ein lehem loyderech zeh al zeh, that they don't have a derech zeh al zeh, which means that we each took one property, and the father's days, the father walked through his property to get to that property. No, but you don't get the derech. It's ein lehem derech zeh al zeh. Lechalein zeh al zeh. You know, windows are there. Like we just saw the case of you can't have an error on the steamers of the light. And you don't have a sulam zelza. if this guy took a bayis and he took the chatzar and he has to get to the second floor, he can't put a sulam into the chatzar of his brother now. It's not automatic. And he can't take an irrigation ditch through the guy's property. The halacha is kvuas saying. The halacha is kvuas. But Rava argues that he does have these things. So the bottom line is, he's saying pshat is like Naradoi. Rav Chama is like Naradoi. So this is the third pshat of Rav Chama. We had the first two pshat of Rav Chama was that the upstairs guy could be ma'akev on downstairs, or the guy with the wall could ma'akev if you block it. Then we had a case of Yerusha, where you split it there, if I care it. I could put up a wall, and I'm going to come now to the third Rav Chama.